Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. No, I'm not out of breath. I just feel good. Yeah, it's Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it was bound to happen, and now it has. Internet service providers in the U.S. are suing the FCC. And you can guess over what? You guessed right. Net neutrality. The Washington Post is reporting that the industry group U.S. Television, which counts Verizon and AT&T, among others, filed a lawsuit in Washington. U.S. Telecom has opposed the Title II powers invoked by the FCC new rules with net neutrality, and they're not going to wait until they publish them in the Federal Register before suing. Verizon, on the other hand, knocked down the FCC's previous net neutrality protections, so this is the next round of suing for them. Let the battle commence. You got Twitch account? Well, have you tried to log in there, say, I don't know, in the last couple of days? Have you found out that, hey, wait a minute, my password ain't working? Well, that's because there's been a security breach over at Twitch. Twitch says there may have been unauthorized access to some of Twitch users' information. And the company has suspended passwords and stream keys across all of its accounts. And if you've had your account locked up with Twitter and YouTube, yeah, you're gonna have to redo that also. As of right now, we're still not really sure how bad the hack was, but if you need to get back into Twitch, you best get started. Working on a new password. Well, if Facebook hasn't invaded our lives enough with, Facebook, obviously that app, and then of course we got our Messenger app, which was separate now, and that was kind of a freaking inconvenience. Well, Facebook is ready to take on another app, a phone app. Yeah. Still in development, an Android app called Phone actually leaked last week, but now we're finding a little bit more information about that leak, saying that the app will automatically show extra information about the person who is calling you. Probably grabbing that data from Facebook, nonetheless. The phone app is also promising to automatically reject incoming calls from regularly blocked numbers. The second feature, which really isn't new at all for Android users, shows extra info about the person you are about to talk with. Now, no, there's no guarantee that the phone app will ever be officially released. Who knows, Zuck might just say,
I'm no longer interested, I want to dominate somewhere else.
All right, we got instant videos playing on Instagram. Kind of gets annoying, doesn't it? We've got instant videos playing on Facebook. It also gets annoying. And now we've got instant videos playing on Twitter. This is getting really annoying. The social media company has begun testing yesterday autoplay video ads. It's rolling out the limited test for iPhone and iPad users in the U.S., where some of you users will see full-length videos play in their news feeds. Funny enough, you're thinking, okay, yeah, Vine, yeah, that makes perfect sense. No, this won't include Twitter's Vine videos. This is their videos. So I know you're thinking, you're already kind of annoyed with everything else having autoplay videos. Why on earth is Twitter going this direction? It's called money, and video ads make moolah. So we've heard many a times there's been the death of Google Glass. But it appears calling it dead might be premature. Google has said it is not giving up on the wearable tech just yet. According to an interview in the Wall Street Journal with Google's own Eric Schmidt, the Google's chairman said that the search giant is now exploring new ways to utilize the technology. Schmidt actually said that Glass is a long-term plan and actually compared it to their self-driving car projects. So Glass fans, wipe the Schmidt out of your eyes, because there's still hope. Amazon Prime users on iOS, did you notice a little something extra? You've got radio stations now. Yes, you do. Amazon has updated the Prime Music iOS app to bring in Prime Stations. That's the ad-free radio feeds based on artists and genres. Pretty much like you get with Pandora or even Spotify. The new update is also going to give you personalized recommendations that suggest playlists and tracks based on what you've listened to in the past. So if you're an Amazon Prime member, download it and turn it up. Oh, yeah. And finally, thanks to Andy Vaughn for pointing this one out to me over at Anders UK on Twitter. Ever wanted to see the Earth in a new light? Kind of like, I don't know, a Tron light? Yeah, that'd be cool, wouldn't it? Imagine the Earth is one big computer simulation. Now you can. The project is called Vector Map, and it turns any real-world location into a Tron-style animation map. It looks cool. Now, the Vector Map will require a WebGL-enabled browser for you to see its magical glory. But once you have that, it plunges you into a neon-esque animated map version of any area on the planet. One thing lacking for right now, it doesn't really have any search function just yet, so you're going to have to put in the specific coordinates to see your Tron-esque world. Want to get Tronified yourself? Head on over to Tangrams, that's TANGRAMS.GITHUB.IO. I gotta say, it's pretty damn cool, and I figured, you know, why not? The world already seems like a damn video game nowadays. Why the hell shouldn't it look like one? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find our website at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. You can follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, hold on tight. It's Wednesday. We're getting there. And thank you very much for listening.